Segway seeks access to vaccines before the cruise season. And Tlingit and Haida condemns violence at the nation's capital. This is your KHNS local news. I'm Claire Strimple. Those stories are up next. A working group to reboot the cruise industry in Alaska is in the works, says Alaska's Commissioner for Health and Social Services. But as KHNS reports, those working closest with the cruise industry say they're not in the loop. At a Facebook town hall meeting on Tuesday, called by the Dunleavy administration to talk COVID vaccines, the moderator read aloud questions from the press, public, and...
Yeah, this is the first time we've had an entire city send us a question, and this could be for you, Governor.
That's the moderator speaking.
The city of Skagway sends a question. Would the state consider forming a Southeast Alaska working group to design a vaccine strategy to enable the 2021 cruise season?
Health and Social Services Commissioner Adam Crum replied that those efforts are already underway.
And we are working to actually set up a working group to address health and safety protocols for the cruise ship industry to make sure that we can actually, get people to come to Alaska, how to enjoy it safely, and to make sure that we have a successful cruise ship season. So this is something that the governor's office has already been working on, and we hope to have some information on that. This would be a multi-departmental effort on that specific aspect.
But as of Thursday, the agency hasn't elaborated. That's despite emails and calls seeking details. KHNS contacted Alaska's cruise industry representatives, visitor bureaus, and Alaska Municipal League. All report they're waiting to hear more about this working group. Then there's that small town of 1,200 that raised the question.
We're patiently hoping to see some movement there.
That's Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata. Skagway is among the most popular tourist destinations in the state. Cruise ships are the heart of its economy. Cremata says the town needs the ships back, but the remote community with no hospital needs to be vaccinated before the first cruise passenger disembarks this summer.
In our situation, it could be the difference maker between having a community in 2022 and not having a community in 2022. So I think there's a sense of urgency for Skagway that isn't quite as the same for larger communities that have other industries.
Cremata acknowledges this is complicated, and Skagway doesn't plan to force the vaccine on anyone. But he says it's still incumbent upon city leaders to make sure the community is safe before it throws its doors wide open to mass tourism. Under federal guidelines announced this winter, ports will have the ultimate say-so before giving the green light to cruise ships returning. Already, two cruise lines have suspended sailings until mid-May. The Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska put out a statement Wednesday on behalf of tribal citizens condemning the extremist violence in the nation's capital. President Richard Chukyayish Peterson says he's afraid of what the events are demonstrating to the rest of the world.
Our democracy is unfortunately extremely fragile right now, and I think enough is enough. You know, we need to come together. We need, you know, to build a stronger, better country, a stronger, better economy, and this isn't doing that.
While Peterson says he's not taking a position for or against President Trump, he says Trump's video address, where he called for peace but continued to claim the election was stolen, was unfortunate.
If he really believes that this election was lost, okay, great. Go make that speech somewhere else. This isn't the time. Right now is the time to defuse the situation, not to continually use it as an opportunity to incite.
He also says many tribal citizens are veterans who have, quote, fought to ensure our country is a nation of laws and not of men.
I don't support anything that is violent. But you know what? Peaceful protests, you know, should happen, should be how we can demonstrate our views. Bringing violence into it does nobody any good.
Peterson represents over 3,200 Tlingit and Haida tribal citizens in Alaska and outside the state. Alaska's population dropped by nearly 4,000 people, or 0.5%, last year, according to estimates released on Thursday. It's the fourth straight year of declines and the biggest drop since 1988. The estimate covers the period between July 2019 and July 2020. Even though more Alaskans were born in the state than the number of those who died, the decline came from people moving away. Nearly 9,000 more people left the state than moved in. Alaska lost roughly 46,000 jobs during this time. One group that saw an increase was Alaskans 65 and older. They grew by 4%. Of Alaska's 30 boroughs and unorganized census areas, 23 had population declines, led by Anchorage. The Fairbanks, North Star, and Matanuska-Susitna boroughs had the largest increases. The numbers are estimates. The count from the 2020 census hasn't been released yet. This is your KHNS Local News. I'm Claire Strempel. Thanks for joining us. You can hear these stories and more on our website at khns.org or wherever you get your podcasts.